Welcome to the Sports Brewery Podcast. I'm Alex Braga. If you'd like to get involved in the show by suggesting a list or trivia segment, all you got to do is hit us up on Twitter at Jeromny, at TSB Ski, or at TSB Pod.
I saw there's at least two college games canceled already, isn't there?
Yeah, like Florida Atlantic and Southern Miss or something. I think that's hurricane related, though. Yeah, I think so.
I think they would have specified in there, like, oh.
Yeah, no place is specified, but I'm assuming that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Like, we can't get a hurricane break during COVID times for college football?
Hell no.
Like, seriously, though? Have you guys been watching college football?
A little bit.
I have not, like, at all. Like, at all. That's not true. I think I watched a game 2 weeks ago while I was making dinner. It's just one of those deals where I was like, oh, there's probably college football happening. It's Saturday. So while I'm making dinner, I had it on for atmosphere in the living room. But other than that, I'm finding it really hard to care about college football right now. I don't know what it is. It could just be that there's no Pac-12, and that's, you know, college football life revolves around the Pac-12 for all of us. But fuck, like, I guess no Big Ten doesn't help either. Not that I was watching those, you know, 9 a.m. Big Ten games.
Well, I mean, just the whole year has been dumb and bad so far. Mm-hmm. Like, last week, this huge, monumental game, late kickoff, prime time, Auburn, Georgia.
Yeah.
Well, did you watch Georgia the week before? Yeah, they kind of stunk.
Yeah.
Did you watch Auburn the week before? Yeah, Bo Nix kind of stinks. But it was somehow, it was like 4-7. You want to know why? Yeah. Because there's a lot of teams not playing.
There's three conferences in the rankings.
And if you watched Georgia and Auburn, that did not look like 4-7.
No. And then LSU lost too, right?
Well, 2 weeks ago.
And Oklahoma's out of the top 25 because Oklahoma's apparently 22. Not that good.
Yeah.
If you look at the standings, like the top 25, it's almost like if you went up to someone, you'd be like, what do you think the top 25 would be? You know, so maybe in their 40s, because they just list off, you go, oh, yeah.
Be Clemson, Alabama, right?
Bama, BYU! Georgia,
Florida,
BYU. Good, right?
But I think BYU is like number 7.
BYU is number 15.
15. But you see, like, the U in Penn State, it's like.
I do, by the way, I was going to bring up Miami, because I actually have seen a little bit of Miami this year. And, you know, they have the gimmicks, which I appreciate. If you're college football and you're, a premier team or a team trying to get back to being premier, you got to have some gimmicks. Like, we know that here. We've done that here. And Miami has good gimmicks, like the turnover chain, all that stuff. That's fantastic. And that's old school U, which everybody loves. Like, I've never met a person who's like, man, fuck that, you know, 90s, 2000s Miami. Like, who likes that garbage? Like, literally nobody has ever said that.
Well, didn't they build
unless you're a big Notre Dame fan.
Well, I was just going to say, didn't they build a whole 30 for 30 on people not liking the Miami Hurricanes?
But now?
I don't even care about them now. They've been terrible.
I think you'd be hard pressed to find even a Notre Dame fan that's like, yeah, you know, that isn't, you know, saying, yeah, that Miami is okay. They're pretty fun. But this week you got Miami and Clemson. So,
well, what's hilarious about Miami is I believe they are
real quick, two top 10 teams. Clemson's a 14-point favorite in that one.
Well, I believe this is a fact. You can fact check me. The Miami Hurricanes are going to be on College Game Day / primetime ABC mm-hmm. for three straight games. That's never happened before, right?
Well, they don't have a heck of a lot of options either.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like when Miami and Virginia or whatever, you know, I mean, I know the Florida State was one, Clemson's going to be one. And they had one, you know, 3 weeks ago.
They make a point. It was Louisville.
I mean, good God. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Well, that was, I think that was top 20 Louisville as well.
Yeah, I mean,
How do you get Florida Puma State
Pass
there?
And, I mean. Was Florida State? No, they couldn't have been ranked when they played that game, right? Because they lost Georgia Tech. That's right.
No one's dumb enough to have them ranked in any crazy preseason any kind of
Ooh.
Rankings.
Ooh.
They are
I'm pretty sure they were ranked.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
You think so?
I'm almost positive.
Yeah, I'd be pretty surprised if they weren't. But your statement that nobody would be dumb enough, that is patently false. Like, no fucking – that is not even close to truth. There's a whole bunch of dumb people out there who would put them in there. But I'm looking at these, like, top 25 matchups this week. We gotta put top 25 in quotes like crazy because we're not including two, like, humongous conferences in that discussion.
But the top 25 I'm looking at has Oregon and Ohio State in it.
Yeah, they just put
in Michigan.
They just put them in there,
yes. But I'm saying these top 25 match. Yeah, well, Oregon's the only Pac-12 school in there, which anyway. But I'm looking at top 10 North Carolina against top 20 Virginia Tech. No, I'm good.
Are you saying that Braxton Burmeister does not run a top 20 team? Is that what you're trying to say? Braxton Burmeister is not the maestro of a top 20 team.
By the way, he's got a top 10 chin line, does Braxton Burmeister. I think we can all agree on that. That's about all he's got that's top 10, though. And then Florida.
I did love seeing a report last week. Hey, Braxton Burmeister played pretty well. And then it was like he went 9 of 25.
Yeah, cool story.
Yeah.
And then who else? Like Brennan Schooler caught a touchdown for Texas last week, too.
Yeah, they're not back.
Yeah.
Yeah, Texas is not back.
They're ranked ahead of Oklahoma, though, so they got that going for them, which is
not for long. Because I think they play this week.
They do.
Yeah, and
Oklahoma's probably going to dump all over them, even though they're 1-2.
They always do.
They're angry. Yeah. All right, so we should probably transition that into Ducks. Yeah.
Well, actually, I got a.
Okay.
On the initial question, you were talking about how like you know, they're all gimmicky and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like the only two sports like allowed to be gimmicky with like this is college football and minor league baseball.
Yeah.
It's you don't really see that kind of
very similar,
really, which is, you know, clearly the major leagues baseball, they don't want people to have fun, you know, be gimmicky and things like that. They
like that.
All the old heads get out yelling, you know, someone hits a bomb and was it Grandal last night spiking his glove when the gives up a 450-foot out.
That shit was whack.
Yeah.
That was whack. You throw your glove, flip your hat, point to the heavens in the seventh inning after you gave up a 405-foot cock shot.
Yeah, that your boy just happened to save because he's one of the best athletes in the sport.
Hey, former Oregon baseball commit, Cody Bellinger.
I think you and probably three other people know that information.
Now, me and 17 other do.
Yeah,
right. Downloading.
Yeah. We're officially in double digits now.
Here's a question though: for if you know,
you and Matt Preem are the only motherfuckers on earth who knew that. Big baseball recruiting.
Hey, big high school baseball fan over here.
Right, quick little hypothetical thing though.
Yeah.
You know, what he did was, you know, Bush, it was just dumb, you know. Like I said, seventh inning, the dude smashed it. Was it Tatis, I believe? You know, hit it over 400 feet.
It was Machado. But,
was it Machado?
No, it was Tatis. And then Machado was the one who he was like.
Oh, he was one barking.
Yeah, barking. Okay.
All right, gotcha.
All right, so that's not fine to do that. I mean, like I said, that's Bush League. Let's say he punches he punches Tatis out in the seventh there. Mm-hmm. Are you fine with him doing something, you know, celebratory for that? For strikeout, sure. You know, actually doing something good?
Sure, but not right. Throwing your glove, yeah. Your hat, and pointing to the heavens.
There's a very big difference there.
That was a game-clinching, like a right. Series-clinching celebration. Series.
Yeah, that was a humongous fucking play by Bellinger.
I don't think Keith Foulke threw his glove that far in 2004 when the Red Sox broke the curse against the Cardinals. I know. I don't think I've never seen someone throw their glove that far.
I guess where's the line? Fernando Rodney. Did he shoot the bow and arrow? Was that only when he finished the game, or was that for every like punch out he had?
I think that was just a closeout.
Just to finish.
Yeah, right. The closeout. Yeah, every strikeout. Could you imagine? Yeah, well, I mean, to be fair, it is Fernando Rodney. He's not going to get a lot of those. So,
but how much hate would a pitcher get if a relief pitcher did that? You know. Every punch out, he had like, you know, the equivalent of a bat flip. And you know,
I think that Dennis Eckersley did, didn't he? Didn't he do that thing every strikeout where he went fist pump down under and then like uppercut? Huh. Someone look it up. I'm pretty sure every K he did like this three fist pump where he just ended it with like an uppercut.
I can see that. Huh.
Where he pointed. I'm pretty sure. I mean, this is before our time.
Yeah.
Admittedly, it is. We're right on the cusp.
I have
like I feel like
memories of him giving up the Kurt Gibson home run because
I feel like in like fifth grade, I remember him giving up a home run to like Roberto Alomar in the playoffs, yeah. Which was a big deal. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure when he would strike someone out, he would point at home plate and do like this three pronged pump.
I like it. I'm in favor, obviously, for obvious reasons. By the way, I like your hat tonight.
Yeah, swinging A's, baby.
Yeah, swinging A's.
Are we still in it?
Nope. No, we're not. No, we're not.
Hey.
Your disastros are once again advancing.
Well, just be happy they got their first playoff series win since 2006.
Hey, I'll take it. During COVID times, reduced game series, I'll take it.
Beat the White Sox in the best of three.
We ain't the Twins and we ain't the Mariners, so I'm okay.
So Eckersley definitely had something where he would literally point at right? the catcher and then did like a, you know, yeah, like almost a Kurt Gibson like around the bags.
Oh, I like it.
The point and
the fist
punch out. He was like giving his own punch out.
Just a different time. I mean, but he was so nasty. He's probably one of the few closers that could pull that off.
You could get away with it, right? Yeah.
Consistently I kinda
wanna see for a while.
I kind of want to see. I want to see a pitcher that does that.
Again. Yeah. Huh.
I mean, because batters are starting to take things a little bit to the extreme here. Let's get a fucking pitcher involved, put some dude out, and have like a celebration in his face.
I think it should be Kershaw, if anybody. You get the whitest, doofiest guy on the face of the earth and have him do a celebration after.
He's not doing anything cool, though.
He gets somebody with, like, a slow curveball and does some fucking celebration.
That rolling 11-5 curve.
Yeah. Takes, like, an hour to get to the plate.
It's got to be someone blowing, like, 103-mile cheese. None of this little spoony 68-mile-an-hour hook. If I can punch a guy.
That's what makes it so great, though.
Well, if you didn't see, I've seen it. Him do it sometimes. You see Zach Greinke today?
Throw up that little deuce.
He's been caught. He did it more than a handful of times during the regular season where he was literally calling his pitch to the hitter.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened to give up a three-run bomb on it today.
Yeah, I dare you to hit it. All right.
Kansas City Royal legend, Zach Greinke. Just on a serious note, though, it's amazing that like 10 years ago, Zach Greinke was a former Cy Young winner who was going through a mental breakdown, a very public mental breakdown in Kansas City in a time where that was like not actually a cool thing to admit.
Yeah.
And he's still doing it.
Yeah, he's
back. And getting paid a lot of money. Good for him.
Yeah, yeah. I'm super stoked that he came back. It went so well. It's great. I'm really, really excited by that.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I mean, sure, if anybody's going to beat the A's, like, I mean, because somebody's going to beat the A's. I mean,
just be happy you beat Eloy Jimenez.
I am happy. I actually did I did a social media post about that because our boy Alan Benavidez, I'm friends with him on Facebook. And I was like, if Eloy Jimenez has anything to do with the A's getting knocked out, I am holding Alan Benavidez personally. By the way, the Doyer is about to close out the Padres, it looks like.
Is this,
they're in the eight right now.
Is this not going to be the worst, you know, ALCS and LCS it probably in my lifetime? You got
Yankees, Astros.
It couldn't be a worse AL for me. And then the fucking Dodgers. The only team I can root for is the Braves.
I'll root for both. I'll root for either one of them, honestly.
Did the Yankees win tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's 2-2?
Tied 2-2, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and by the way,
speaking of a worse ALCS, the Rays, if they win, I mean,
yeah,
who wants to see that?
By the way, let's talk about a fucking venue to the World Series for the Astros. You go against the Twins, the A's, and then you might get to face the Rays. Get out of here. Get out of here. Should they have had a postseason ban?
Yes.
Probably,
yes.
Right? Yes. At least get them out of here. Like, why are they even in the discussion right now?
Baseball is going to erupt if they win.
Oh, it's going to be. It's going to be so bad.
They almost deserve it, though.
They're going to have to pee off the umps to, you know, pinch them and not let them win.
Yeah.
They cannot let them win the World Series this year.
Fuck. Fuck baseball. You know.
What a lot of hot baseball talk in 2020 we're doing.
I know, opening up with a lot of baseball and college football talk.
I mean, hey, the Miami Marlins finally lost a playoff series.
Yeah,
took them 7-0.
Good for them being in there.
Yesterday was
Peter's leadership, clearly.
Yesterday was the, I guess, 23rd anniversary of the Leivon Hernandez game against the Braves. In the NLCS, if you remember that.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Bomani Jones.
Yes.
The video of Eric.
And it was like 2 minutes and 50 seconds of nothing but balls that were like 3 feet away. All strikes.
No, and then Maddox hit a guy who literally put his leg over the plate, and he still gave him first base.
Good Lord.
Oh, those.
I saw that video too.
The human element, guys. The human element.
Yeah.
But then I saw a bunch of pitchers that retired, you know, within the last like 5 years.
Yeah.
And they're like, shit, I'd still be in the bigs if this guy was calling my games.
Yeah, Maddox would still be shoving.
LeVon, to his credit, literally hit that spot.
Yeah.
Every time.
Every time.
Every just a foot off the plate.
If you're calling that a strike, I'm throwing there all game.
I said there was like Fred McGriff was literally standing like outside the batter's box.
Yeah.
He physically could not touch that baseball. That's getting called a strike.
There's no, no matter, like, he would literally have to step over the plate to hit that ball. Yeah.
God. Hot 90s baseball talk all of a sudden.
That's the only kind of good baseball
talk. That's the best kind of baseball talk, obviously.
Do we want to sprinkle some Mariner baseball talk in if we want to finish off?
Shit, no.
No.
Fuck out of here. I'm about to mute you. How about NFL COVID talk? How about that?
Fuck the Titans. Ban the Titans. Why are we bending over for the Titans?
Yeah, they should probably have a couple forfeits here, right?
Yeah. It's wild to me that the Titans have had an absolute outbreak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they acted flagrantly wild with team meetings and practices that were not allowed, right?
Yeah.
And they're just getting games pushed back to the side, which gets other games moved. And then the Patriots, they have one positive test. It just happens to be their quarterback. And it was like, well,
two.
Fly. Well, no, but as of Monday, it was one.
Two. It just happens to be their best players.
I know, but just as of Monday, it was one.
Yeah.
Or Saturday, whatever it was, Saturday. So they're like, hey, New England, fly into Kansas City on multiple planes on Monday and play the game on Monday without your quarterback. and then fly back. And but hey, Titans, we'll just keep on kicking the can down the road for your meaningless fucking franchise because you have 30 people testing positive. How they got off better? I don't understand. It makes no sense.
Doesn't make sense at all. Yeah.
And then America's robbed of a great Kansas City and Buffalo Bills Thursday night. Now it's on Saturday. I don't even know when it is anymore. I don't care. It's
so Titans Bills got moved to Tuesday. And then Patriots Broncos got moved to Monday.
I think the reporting was if one person from the Titans tests positive, they're just axing that game.
Yeah. Which, by the way, don't axe the game. It's a forfeit.
Make them forfeit.
That is your punishment. Like it's very simple. Like we've all been doing this since March. None of us have COVID. Like we're going to work, not getting COVID. By the way, my job, I'm not going to say what my job is, but I interact with the public and touching their shit every single day for 9 hours. And I don't have COVID. So these motherfuckers, I mean, they're like, make a bubble. Don't get COVID. It's not hard. Like, wear a mask. Like, don't be a jackass. You're getting paid millions of dollars. And if you don't want to do that, you know, I understand getting a couple of COVID cases or whatever. Like, shit happens. Like, but if you're not going to fucking do that and you're going to get 30 cases of COVID, fucking forfeit your game.
Like, well, I mean,
that's what happens.
Are you surprised, though, when you had an NBA player trying to leave the bubble to go to a strip club, and now you're kind of letting these football players, you know, they're unchecked.
Who knows? Whatever they want. Who knows, right? Who knows what they're doing? Well, the Raiders had, like, a
fundraiser thing.
A fundraiser where they're not wearing masks and they're shaking hands.
Throwing the balls around.
Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
But what's super garbage about the Titans is we can all sit here and be like, wow, the NFL is really bending over backwards to the fucking Titans.
Yeah.
Well, it's week 5, right? Yeah. So technically the NFL can tell you they got flexibility. Mm-hmm. Do I think this is the last team that's going to have an outbreak? No.
Of course not.
So if this happens in week 9 to, I don't know.
By the way, if they play the Bills on Tuesday and a bunch of Bills players get it.
Right. Well, that aside – That obvious, like, risk aside, but in 5 weeks, if another team has one of these things, they're going to look at the schedule and be like, well, we don't have all this time. So, there's forfeit. And the Titans will just be like, we fucked shit up for 2.5 weeks, but nothing really happened.
Which is asinine that they don't have more flexibility because they could have easily scheduled that in.
Though I will say there are, like,
a month, you have a couple of league-wide bye weeks just for that reason. Super simple. And they decided not to do that.
There are rumors floating amongst well-sourced people that the NFL has rented out / blacked out Tampa, St. Pete, for like 3 weeks around the Super Bowl. So that is a rumor. I don't know, you know, but it's from well-sourced people. So technically maybe that is built in, but I don't believe it because I just think the NFL doesn't care.
Yeah.
And they're super arrogant. And they're just going to be like, we'll do it. Because if you just look at sports around the U.S., whether it's the NFL or college, has any singular sport other than football been more arrogant than football?
No.
I mean –
No.
Not a chance.
Baseball was pretty flippant starting off.
They were, but baseball's a little different because they just could have that gimmicky 7 innings.
Mm-hmm.
There's no 3-quarter doubleheaders in the NFL.
Well,
let's
say the Titans, you know, they can't play this Tuesday, right? So they got another game to make up. It's all their fault. If they don't want to take just the L, they got to play a doubleheader 1 week. They got to play a Sunday Monday game.
I got you. Well, you know, I hate the Titans with every fiber of my body. They shouldn't exist. But that's a little dangerous.
I would love that, but no.
Then take the fucking L.
Imagine being a lineman or a linebacker waking up and playing on a Tuesday after a Monday game. Well, like, these guys can't walk until Wednesday after Sundays.
Yeah,
yeah. Sorry, it might be fun to watch, though.
You're not going to get your, like, rehab day. You actually have to play another full game.
And we're flying across country. Have fun.
That would be the best.
Well, I mean, I'm getting fucked this week if they don't play. I got three guys in that game.
Yeah.
I'm just fucked.
I was thinking about that for fantasy, because you move a game to Tuesday. Like, I mean, the week ends on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't know if they're actually going to play. And so they can't be in your starting lineup. They can't.
I'm letting them ride.
Yeah. I got Diggs in my starting lineup for Buffalo. And I don't have another receiver because, by the way, all of, like, everybody's fantasy team is littered with IR players right now. Oof. Since they have that 3-week injured reserve now, like, you don't want to get rid of them. Like, I have Mac for the Colts. I have Le'Veon Bell as, like, backup running back right now. They're both coming off IR at some point. I shouldn't have Le'Veon Bell, by the way. That's stupid. That's like having Jonathan Stewart on your team in fantasy. It's like, it's a good idea on paper, but you're not actually going to get points from that guy ever. What you looking at?
Yeah, I just had a pretty sick fantasy week last week where Christian McCaffrey was on the injured reserve list.
Yes.
Henry Ruggs didn't play.
Yes.
AJ Brown did not play. No. Mike Williams did not play.
Mm-hmm.
And at the last minute, they told me Zach Moss was not playing.
Whee!
I was like, sick. I got six guys out. That's fun.
And guys are starting to have bye weeks this week, too.
Yeah.
So we're combining bye weeks with IR guys. And then
now I got Sony Michel on the IR, too, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, the two best tight ends in the league just about fucked me this week because I was going against George Kittle.
Yeah.
Decided to come back and, you know, catch a million balls for a million yards.
Holy shit. Did you guys watch any of that game?
No.
He was so good.
Did I watch Niners-Eagles?
I'm asking. It was a Sunday night game. I'm asking a question.
Did I watch Nick Mullins?
No, it ended up being C.J. Beathard, by the way, because Mullins threw a pick six right at a guy. Like, literally, linebacker drops into coverage. He threw it right at him. Like,
that was a great throw.
It was pretty insane.
I don't know what he thought was going on there.
Yeah.
But he was very determined to just throw it.
To throw a pick six at some
right
point.
Between the five and the four in the white jersey.
Oh, it was impressive.
No, so I had
losing to the Eagles is a fucking joke. Jesus. So
I had Kittle drop that bomb on me, and I thought I was the smart one. I got the best tight end in the league on my team.
Because it sounds like the best tight end in the league scored a whole bunch of points against you. That's interesting.
So I'm chasing like 8 points there now because Kittle went fucking ham on me.
Yeah.
And there was that big – Kelsey had that one big play, and it kept me 1 yard short of getting the points I needed until that last drive, that meaningless like third down, they threw like a 1 yard pass to Kelsey. Got me my points.
Money.
But I was just raging the whole game, especially after that fucking Kittle game. Jesus Christ.
They're apparently getting Garoppolo. Like, Garoppolo practiced twice this week. He was limited. So
Mostert.
Mostert practiced too, yeah. I doubt Mostert plays. And by the way, Richard Sherman, nobody has talked about Richard Sherman at all. And then finally we got a story about Richard Sherman, and he, like, I guess he went on a podcast and said he's not gonna play against the Dolphins, but he's going to play. His goal is to come back after the Dolphins game. So they're getting guys back.
I will say that as beat up as the Niners are,
yeah.
How the hell they drew Jets, Giants, Eagles, who they should have beat, and now Dolphins.
Okay, I highly recommend looking at their schedule after that because it's fucking murderer's row. I'm gonna pull it up right now, but. Yeah, they pulled a really good draw and ended up going 2-2. And the problem is they're in the NFC best, and like you're, they're not going to win the division. Like the Seahawks are going to win the division. And then the Rams are playing really well. And the Cardinals fucking didn't they just lose to Detroit?
Yeah, they're okay.
How the hell does that happen? Okay, check this out. So you got Dolphins. You follow that up with the Rams, the Patriots, the Seahawks, the Packers, the Saints, the Rams, the Bills. Jesus. And then you go for Trevor. And then you go against the Washington football team, followed by the Cowboys. And then the Cardinals and the Seahawks to end the season.
Well, you know, the last 4 weeks, three of them are winnable.
They could go 500 this year. Like I could actually see that happening. Like they're playing really well despite all the injuries, but fuck, that's a lot of good football they're about to go up against. So I don't know.
I was actually hoping the Dolphins were gonna trot out Tua against your Niners this week.
No.
He's fragile.
It's gonna be Fitzmagic.
He's fragile.
Well,
you know who's really hard to sack is Carson Wentz. Like the Niners kept getting him like in their grasp, and he'd somehow get a ball out or just throw it away or, like, fuck, man, it was maddening. It was
he's slow too.
He's not fast. I know.
He used to be kind of fast.
Yeah.
Like 4 years in the league really aged him, though.
Speaking of injuries, he has no healthy wide receivers at all.
He never does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Greg Ward Jr., who was a quarterback at University of Houston, has been at some point his number one receiver three straight years.
Their most tenured receiver on their roster. That's crazy.
I thought they still had D-Jack somehow.
I think they do, don't they? Yeah.
I don't know if he's hurt or not.
I think he's hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt. No, and then not surprising. Alshon Jeffrey's hurt.
That guy's still
not surprising.
Yeah, yeah, Alshon Jeffrey. By the way, he was a decent fantasy guy there for a couple of years. Like I had him on my roster. Basically all he would do is catch touchdowns because he's tall.
When he was with the Bears.
Yeah. No. And the Eagles too. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, the Bears just beat the Buccaneers tonight. Mm. Big Dick Nick.
You think old – I assume you didn't see the end of the game, did you?
Takes down Tom Brady. No, I did not see the end of the game.
Tom Brady apparently forgot what down it was. Third down, and it was fourth down.
And he spiked it?
No.
Oh.
It was just kind of a forced throw. Like, he thought he still had another down.
And he just stood there being like, no, it's – come on back. Well, it's third. And,
well, you know, that shit happens.
Alzheimer's, man.
When you get to be our age, which Tom Brady's basically our age, so I don't like thinking about it as much as you guys don't like thinking about it.
I still got like some years. I'm not quite 43 yet.
Is he 43?
Yeah, old, man.
Fair enough. I didn't think he was actually that old.
Yeah, he's old.
43 is old.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk Ducks really quick. They got Diamador Lenore back and then that transfer from Boise City.
Who cares?
Yeah. So, but well, it's, I mean, they thought they had lost Graham, Lenore and Hollins. And so at least they get Lenore back. So there are two starting corners who were going to be their starting corners. It was going to be Wright and Lenore. They get them back. So that's nice. And then you get the safety to kind of slot in and probably replace Hollins. Maybe not. Like, they – apparently, if you ask Cristobal, they had depth there. I don't know what that actually means. Like, we won't find out until they actually play a game. But you get the transfer from Boise City, who's at least a veteran, and played with Avalos at Boise City and is apparently –
Picked off Herbert in the Vegas Bowl.
He did in the Vegas Bowl. And then he's from Portland, too. So, you know –
Yeah, he went to Jesuit, so we can debate whether he's really from Portland. I mean, I'm just saying.
Excuse me, it's Jesuit.
Jesuit. Yeah. You know, kids that, you know, it's not on the same scale, but kids that go to Marist, I'm like, are they really Eugene kids?
Yeah. Yeah.
$20,000 a year tuition to play football games on a river. I don't really know if it's a Eugene kid.
Marist has really nice turf now, by the way.
Do they really?
For a very long time, they played.
How amazing they played in a Right,
What do we call the outfield at South? We called it the snatch.
The snatch.
It was basically the snatch. It was terrible grass because it's right next to a river. What are you going to do? And then they apparently, all that tuition money, they finally decided to spend it on some turf. And it's really nice. Really, really nice.
Go did for it. Did Charlie Kirk opt out also?
Yes, Brady Breeze did opt out.
Right, I was right on that, right? He did. All right.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, well.
So is he – so was – by the way, in that letter he released, it at no point it said anything about, like, following his dreams or going to the NFL. It just said that he was not going to play football for Oregon anymore. So does that mean he's just not going to play football?
Listen, he's probably going to train for the NFL, but he's a coda, right? Essentially, he's a coda, which means he's like basically a Sherman, a Jeff Sherman. So he's got like some like six figure job in Sherman, like transpo going on.
There you go.
I'm just saying, like, I bet you, well, he's not going to play in the NFL. Let's just.
No, his
and fall, that's fine.
His fallback
that's fine.
Plan is a six-figure job. So
yeah, he's gonna get some six-figure job in Sherman Trucking and live in Medford. Good for him.
Good for him.
I don't know why he's not playing this year, but okay.
I don't know if he graduated already and
definitely
could possibly be a grad transfer somewhere, right?
Maybe he got Darren Thomas, where he knew someone behind him.
Someone was going to get him.
No, he got Javis Lewis.
He got Lewis.
Yeah.
Because I just know that amongst Duck fans, there was a conversation in January, like, is Brady Breeze really that good?
Is he actually good?
Is he actually that good, or did that Wisconsin punter just drop a punt?
And then the Wisconsin quarterback throw a ball right to him,
right to
return
him.
For a touchdown.
Granted, I don't think he ever missed a tackle. In fairness, mm-hmm.
He had half a really good season.
He did. He was in all seriousness.
Yes,
he was very good the last half of the season.
Yeah.
He's just not an NFL player.
No,
we aren't either. So whatever.
Yeah.
It's not even a dig.
No. It is just a very interesting decision and not along the lines of the other guys who made the same decision. Like Sewell, who's going to be the first pick, and Hollins, who's going to be a first round pick. So
I did enjoy the players' solidarity around, be like, yo, Breeze, live your dreams. It's like, well, he didn't actually say anything about the NFL.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Whatever, though. Hey, six-figure salary is my dream as well. All right, let's get to our list. King, what is our list?
In memoriam of Eddie Van Halen's death at the age of 65, we are doing what? Top three hair band songs from the 80s?
Yeah, top three hair band songs. So real quick, what is the first song you can – what's the first song you think of when you think of Van Halen?
Right now. Hey, it's for tomorrow. Crystal clear Pepsi.
Yeah, there you
go. Crystal clear Pepsi. Yes, that was the song for Crystal clear Pepsi.
So of course, like, I think Panama. But
before you go on.
Panama for a lot of people, right?
Yes, before you go on to something serious.
Okay.
Google – you know, crystal clear Pepsi Van Halen, because it is so like peak 1991, where there's like a scene where, like, the only preserves you need are elephant preserves. And they show an elephant like trotting in the Sahara. It's so good. Sorry, but go on. Sorry. I'm not joking.
Oh, I'm fucking looking
That's
it up right now.
What song?
That is great, by the way, that like one of the things that was circulating after he died is a picture of them standing in front of McDonald's. You see, we got McDonald's and Crystal Pepsi. Hang on, it's loading. I'm trying to find it. Okay, so we're talking top hair band songs. I think, King, you should start this time.
Okay. My number three hairband song of all time. The 1987 classic from Poison. Every rose has its thorn.
Going ballad with it.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. I don't like that song. I'm sorry to offend you, King. My number three is actually the first Van Halen song I remember is Running with the Devil. I really like that song. And it would the reason I know about Van Halen is Kyle Overstake. Because he made a mix CD and it had a couple of Van Halen songs on it. And I listened to those Van Halen songs a lot.
Damn, really aging yourself there.
Yes!
Mixed CD.
Mixed CDs. I know.
Hey, I mean, to be fair, I used to listen to Valerie Steele and Barry McGuire do the top 10 of KDUK and record tapes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know what number one is. I know what number one is. I'm going to record it.
I did that on the KLCC station because they would play rap for an hour.
Yeah.
And it was like unedited rap, and it was awesome.
It was late at night, wasn't it?
It was.
Like
yeah.
11 or midnight or something. Yeah, they had
I remember when the Roots Things Fall Apart album came out, they just played the whole album, which I'm pretty sure is frowned upon.
What a different era, because you could go from a college radio, just unauthorized Roots entire album.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, I'm going to listen to Loveline and hear someone call in and say their anus is the size of a mason jar. Let's do it.
And then it turns them on. Yeah. Oh, crap.
Big shouts, 99.
I think we went to high school with the guy who did the rap stuff on KLCC, too. I think he was, like, a couple years older than us or something. What's his name? It was, like, Hanif or something? Anyway, yeah.
No idea. All right. I actually had a little trouble with this because I was trying to figure out, like, what kind of classified as kind of hair metal, hair, you know, glam rock kind of shit.
I thought about that, too, because you got glam rock, you got the metal guys, so, like, Ozzy could count, AC/DC could count.
See, I didn't put in, like, Survivor or Journey or Foreigner, because I don't think they kind of fall into that category.
Well, also, they're terrible, so.
Oh, Survivor.
Journey's pretty good, man.
Foreigner.
Living in a lonely world.
So I am.
I hear your mom's going out with Squeak.
I actually got a five of them written down, so I'm going to pick one.
Narrow my number.
All right, my number three will be Def Leppard's Photograph.
Def Leppard's Photograph.
All right. The only photograph I know is, God, who is that? Look at this photograph. Every time I go, make me laugh.
I know the right. I know what.
I don't know who that is though.
You lost me with that one.
Was that, had to be like that? That had to be like Nickelback.
It is Nickelback. That's exactly who it is.
I'm so glad I didn't know that reference.
It's a whole meme where he's holding up the photograph.
I would feel shame.
That's why I know that, because of the meme.
Jesus. What's your number two, man?
My number two, Whitesnake, 1987. Here I go again on my own.
Down, down.
Going down the only road I ever known.
It's a good.
Are you like a drifter?
That's a quality hairband song. Like, that's like. That's what you picture when you think of hairband song, is that shit.
You know, when I got to number two, I was like, and I made up my mind.
Dun, dun, dun.
You ain't wasting no more time?
Whitesnake, that's the music mommies and daddies listen to. My number two is Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine. I remember telling you guys earlier this week that all three of my songs were probably going to be Guns N' Roses, but
which is,
I picked one.
Which is surprising because I didn't even contemplate adding them to a list.
Oh, I hate Guns N' Roses.
I do not.
A lot of people say that now. Yeah, but y'all were into them when fucking Terminator 2 came out.
It's just peak high school weightlifting class. Mm.
For real though. Oh man.
It's just very
listen to the same, speaking of mix CD, the same mix CD every day in the locker room. Oof.
You're in that, the jungle, baby.
That shit made me like not like Bob Marley for a while. Fucking Bob Marley's great. But there's the same fucking Bob Marley song every day. It's like, no, it's enough, guys. It's enough.
All right. So my number two is Kiss, Love Gun.
Wow. Number two is apt for that.
Yes.
not a Kiss guy.
Kiss is poop.
I would rather not rock and roll all night with them.
No.
Here's the thing is I really do not like Kiss. I just really like that song.
Yeah, well, if they're only picking songs, then you're clearly a big fan. Yeah.
We're only picking songs, so that's why.
Yeah, interesting.
Guys got to party every day.
You say you don't like them, and yet there they are at number two. Yeah. Inconsistencies. You're a flip-flopper is what you are.
My number one.
Number one.
It's a Def Leppard. Pour some sugar on me.
Pour some shook-up ramen.
Yeah. And it's because if you watch a like high school / college movie, more high school movie from like the mid to late 90s to like the mid 2000s, there was that one scene in every movie where it's guy, girl has a moment of clarity and there's a song playing. Could be Sixpence the other, but there's a song playing. And mine is like 2002. Yes. Oh, yes. Just listen. I will protect the name to protect the innocent. 2002 University of Washington campus, Halloween night. Guy is wearing a Yankee shirt, and this chick dresses the devil comes up and just gets nasty with him.
Yeah.
They pull apart as the song is playing, and I'm staring in awe at my buddy being sexually assaulted. And she goes, "Do you get it? I'm the devil, and you're wearing Yankees gear, so you're the devil."
What?
Disappears, and she just disappears, and all I hear is, "Pour some sugar on me." And I just stood there, but I had tunnel vision.
That's one of the most amazing things I've ever heard.
Go dogs, baby.
And then she disappears.
Disappeared.
Was she ever really there?
Yes, I think so. Unless my friend was on the same drugs I was.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like joint hallucination is a little tough though.
Don't smoke with the devil, bro. Isn't for grandma's boy.
Running with the devil.
Number one is Motley Crue, "Kickstart My Heart." I love that song because it was on the soundtrack of Gran Turismo 2. And I play Gran Turismo 2 a whole bunch, and that song never got old.
We have never done an older podcast.
I know. No joke, dude.
Whoa.
We have never sounded older than this one.
Chris Miller is my favorite QB.
Bill Musgrave.
Yeah. I'm gonna go on a limb and say our demographic skews like 34 to like 44.
Yeah.
I think that's about our range.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody under the age of 30 knows who any of these people are.
All right. So my number one, it's
you gotta make your choice.
Potentially controversial because it's a Sammy Hagar song.
More controversial than Kiss?
Yes, because this is when Sammy Hagar went solo, so I don't know if that qualifies as a hair band.
Your number one. It's a Sammy Hagar, like, solo song?
Solo song for a movie as well.
Van Hagar.
No, not Van Hagar. Yeah. Just
Hagar.
Just Hagar, yes. So I don't know if you guys are going to qualify this as allowed. I got a backup. Well, first off, the song was Sammy Hagar, "Winner Takes It All," from the classic motion picture of Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone.
Okay. Will you run through that song? I don't remember it.
It goes, then the hook is, the winner takes it all, the loser takes a fall. Time to take it over the top. And this was classic. This was peak Hagar, where his hair was just like all over the place. But I'll pick a different one. I'm gonna go Alice Cooper, Poison.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because that's an actual group, so.
Yeah. Did you guys know that Poison is Algonquin for the good land?
For Poison?
Yeah.
Also, everybody knows that, dude. Fuck.
Do you know how to party or what?
Poison is Algonquin for the good land.
Do you know how old Sammy Hagar is?
He's got to be like in his 70s, right?
I'm going to say late 60s.
72.
Wow. Wow. I can't remember. I was a little surprised Eddie Van Halen was only 65, if I'm being honest.
I did hear a good – I can't remember where I heard it from. But they said, how much worse would Van Halen be if the name wasn't Van Halen, it was Lee Roth? Doesn't that just sound like an investment firm or a lawyer?
Yeah.
A lawyer's firm?
Yeah.
Lee Roth. Lee and Roth.
Tell you how good when David Lee Roth went solo from leaving Van Halen. Didn't quite pan out how he thought, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Not like it worked out for Hagar, apparently. Oh, who's your number Hagar one?
Hagar was dropping hits and then making no fucking tequila.
Yeah.
Things worked out just fine for fucking Sammy Hagar.
He's still looking good.
He's still doing it.
David Lee Roth, not so much. Only one of them still has long flowing hair.
Yeah.
Well, so Hagar kind of went to that kind of like island vibe look, you know.
Yeah.
David Lee Roth kind of went, you know, the methy looking route.
Yeah, well.
Little different routes.
I don't think that was on purpose. You made a conscious decision.
You know what? I'm going to pivot to math. Right.
It goes into the dentist. Can you take out a couple of teeth?
How about the front ones, preferably?
Yeah. All right, that is our trivia today as well, is hair band trivia. And we kind of alluded to a couple of them earlier. I got a couple of extras here too. So who won last week? Again, I couldn't be bothered to pay attention.
What was last week?
Was it wrestling? No. Carter. It was Carter trivia. Actually, I got it right here.
That was the controversial Blue Ivy final question.
That was. That's right.
So Ski took that one, right?
Well, I got the gentleman's win. I'll say that.
Yes.
He gave it to him, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Very class act.
Wait, so who actually got the win then?
Technically me.
Yes.
Technically you. No, because we gave that one to Ski.
No, Ski
gave it away because he was going to say it was just Ivy Carter.
Yeah.
That's right. That was it. Okay, cool. All right, cool. So then, King, you start, which shouldn't be the way it goes because going second actually, anyway, whatever.
Winner's out.
Whatever. All right. Who was the lead singer of the band Poison?
Oh, God.
They're on your list, man. You got to know this.
I don't, though. Tommy Lee Jones. I don't know. No, I don't know.
All right. Your options, Ski. Vince Neil, Brett Michaels, Joe Elliott.
I think I know. Bummer.
Well, what? Vince Neil, what was the second one?
Brett Michaels, and then Joe Elliott.
One of them was in. I'm going to go Brett Michaels.
That is correct.
Because Vince Neil, I think, was in Motley Crue.
Famous type 1 diabetic, Brett Michaels. A little trivia there for you, a little extra. All right, Ski.
VH1 star, Brett Michaels.
That's right. Wore that bandana, just hanging on to the illusion that he has a full head of hair.
The Gardner Minshew.
Yes, sir. All right, Ski, what is the only Guns N' Roses song to hit number one on the Billboard charts? There's only one.
November Rain?
Incorrect. Not even one of the options. King, your options. Sweet Child of Mine, Paradise City, or Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, man. Just bangers.
Yeah. And only one of them hit number one on Billboard.
I guess I'll say Welcome to the Jungle.
Nope. It's Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, a ballad. Really?
Well, that's why I went November Rain. I thought the ballad was going to do that.
Yep. So that's wow. I know. Oh. All right, King. Beavis wore a Metallica t-shirt. Butthead wore an AC/DC t-shirt. Stewart, who idolized Beavis and Butthead, wore a t-shirt with what band on it?
Better get it, King.
Gwar.
Gwar! Boo. Do you know this one?
It's Winger.
It is Winger, yeah. My other options were Warrant and Rat. Fucking hair band names. Oh, God. All right, Ski. In which country was AC/DC formed by Malcolm and Angus Young?
Australia?
Yeah. Good call. I did not know that before I looked up that information.
That's an interesting question because I wouldn't say AC/DC was hair band.
Mm. That's, yeah, huh.
That's a...
Interesting, yeah. Because they didn't wear like the spandex or anything. They were kind of...
No, they're more just straight rock to rock metal.
So should I take away the point from you then?
Yes.
Well.
No, we're not doing that. 3-0, Ski. Running away so far, but we've seen comebacks before, so... All right, this was one of your songs, King, so you should know this. Who is the model who danced on the hood of the car in the Whitesnake video for Here I Go Again? She later married the lead singer, David Coverdale.
I was 4. Claudia Schiffer.
No, that isn't correct.
I'm gonna give King Fight a chance and just guess here.
Okay.
Was it Christina Brinkley?
No. So nobody gets a point there. It was Connie Katane.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Total bombshell.
Yeah. Let's see here. All right, so still 3-0. So this is Ski again. Who performs lead vocals for the band Kiss?
What is that guy's name?
They're number 2 on your list, man. You got to know stuff. Jeez.
I actually know this one.
I'm serving up easy questions for you guys based on your list. I am depressed.
It's not the cat-faced one.
Who is it?
I don't fucking know. Gene Simmons. That's not.
Incorrect.
God, I can't remember his name.
Should I give you the options?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you the options. Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, or Ace Frehley?
Oh! I think it's Paul Stanley.
It is Paul Stanley. Good work. All right, King. What movie did the band Queen write and perform the soundtrack for?
Queen.
Oh, the movie Queen? Is that a movie? Is that about like Queen Queen Victoria or something?
Yellow Submarine.
No. All right, you're going to be really mad at yourself, by the way. Ski, your options. Galaxina, Flash Gordon, or the Psychotronic Man?
The only one I heard of is Flash Gordon.
That is correct. Flash! Oh! He's a ruler of the universe! Fucking come on, guys. Jeez.
I got the fucking question right.
Know your queen. I know.
I feel like Queen's not in this genre either.
See, though. That's... I was going to say, they're... Yeah.
There were I was going through lists of hair bands, and like Queen and AC/DC were on there. Ozzy was on there too, which I don't think Ozzy really fits either. But yeah,
whatever. If it's on the internet, it's true.
Would you consider Aerosmith a hair band?
I think they had a phase. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Ski, again, you have.
I want to close my eyes.
You have four now, and so you can win it with.
I don't want to fall asleep.
Eddie Van Halen.
I miss you, baby. Go ahead.
You're not going to do the line?
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. We went through all that, and we don't even get the payoff. Eddie Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen. David Lee Roth.
I don't want.
Sammy Hagar.
The sweetest thing.
Obviously,
never the do.
Of the members of
Van Halen. I still miss you.
Who is the other Van Halen in the band?
I want partial credit because I think it was Van Halen's brother. But I don't know his first name.
That's correct. All right. Your options, King. Wolfgang Van Halen. Alex Van Halen or Malcolm Van Halen?
Alex.
That is correct. As
sweetest dreams will never do.
As it should be. All right. King. What is John Bon Jovi's real name?
Oh. It's not his real name?
It's not.
Or
is it? Or is it a trick question?
You know, I don't really know because I'm not really hip on this music stuff because all I am, I'm just a kid.
On this music stuff.
On the steel horse I ride. And we got to cut the short.
Guys, I don't really listen to music, so.
Because I'm wanted.
Yeah, I'm checking out.
Dead or alive. I walk these streets. I got a six string on my back. I play for keeps, because I might not make it back.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I don't know, though. I thought that was his real name. I feel lied to now.
Well, that can be your guess.
I feel lied to now?
No, it's John Bon Jovi.
Sure, it's John Bon Jovi.
That is incorrect.
I know.
That is one of the options, though. So John Bon Jovi, John Kapowski, or John Bon Jovi?
Yeah, it's got to be John Kapowski, right?
It's Bon Jovi, isn't it?
It is Bon Jovi.
No. Yeah. Why don't I just go by that?
Yeah, it's a great name.
Well, it's his life. It's now or never.
Clearly, he
wants to live forever. I'm not going to be forever.
All right, we got a couple of tough ones to end this. We might leave this without a winner.
Well, I'm running away with this still, aren't I? It's like 4-2.
No, you lead, 4-2, yeah. Okay, yeah. You're right.
I ain't getting two more.
You're right, all right. All right, so who is this now?
Me.
You, okay. Lita Ford had a wildly successful solo career during the 80s, but what band was she the lead guitarist for in the 70s alongside Joan Jett?
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts?
Nope. Your options, King. The Runaways, the Bangles, or the Vixens?
Bangles.
That is incorrect. It was the Runaways. So you are statistically out of this now.
We're running away with this fucking game.
All right. King, what is the name of the drummer of Def Leppard who lost his arm in a car accident?
The fuck would I know that?
It was a big story for a long time.
When I was three.
We were three.
No.
They made a VH1 Behind the Music about it. Remember VH1?
I do.
That shows how old we are.
Obviously, he doesn't have a guess.
No idea.
I have no idea. Right.
Neil Peart is like the only drummer I know.
Your guesses. Rick Savage, Rick Allen, or Joe Elliott?
Rick Allen.
That is correct. Oh. That's a win at the end. Oh. We got an official victory, which is nice because I didn't want to win on points.
Take it to the card.
I know, right? Yeah.
Jeez, I haven't felt like out of my depth in a while with about half of those questions.
That was a tough trivia. That was a fun one to come up with, though, I gotta say.
Considering I was 5 at the end of the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Tough genre to get through.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But again, like, our parents listen to some of this music, too.
My parents definitely did not listen to this music.
Not at all?
Unless Steely Dan is somehow in the fucking hair band glam rock age.
If you had asked me some Black Crowes questions, I would have killed it.